You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
So this is Joe Martech, and I just was told that now's the time to quit talking to Pastor Dave and start talking to the people that might be listening to the show. What do you think? Is that right?
Well, I think it's certainly right. I'll put my mic on. Yeah, it's right, but you have a lot of good stuff to say.
Well,
people are wanting to hear.
We were actually talking about a couple of subjects earlier that we'll get into. And we always say truth is always stranger than fiction, but let me just tell you who you're listening to and why you should listen and why you should pay attention and why you should write this number down next to your phone, because every week at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, Joe Martech and Team Martech are here. However, if you might notice that there is no other team members, and there are five other team members that happen to be absent because they're pretending they're working or something. Mm. They're probably going to say, Joe, it's raining out. You know, we couldn't go out in the rain. It's just, you know, they pretend like they're from Minnesota and there's a foot of snow coming down or something. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Now, this is toll-free from any place. I'm going to do it one more time. 1-888-221-8990. Now, Joe Martech sitting here is an old guy. I'm a financial advisor, been doing it for a long, long time. Actually been lucky enough to live in Florida since 1976, originally from Michigan.
Wow.
And if I never see Michigan again, that's fine with me. You know, it's a beautiful state, except for where I was from. You know, but that's okay. Four kids grown and gone, none are come back home, none are in jail, seven grandkids, everybody's healthy, got all their parts. You don't get too much luckier than that.
Blessed.
Blessed is exactly right. As years have gone on, I'm a financial advisor with clients all over Florida, primarily on the Treasure Coast and in 13 other states because referrals and people move, etc. But many years ago, prior to 2004, I realized that I really couldn't do everything my clients required. Now, when I say everything, one of the first things I do when I meet a new suspect or prospect is talk about a will or a trust. Why? Well, I believe the cart and the horse should be put in the proper order. And if I'm going to become your financial advisor, your financial planner, the person that's going to handle your money or retirement funds and work with you to make sure your lives are good and secure, let's make sure that when you decide to die, well, forget that word decide, when you do die, that the cart and the horse are in a proper order so we can avoid a lot of aggravation. And I think everybody alive has heard of horror stories of family members that have died, and because they did not do proper planning, it caused a major rift in the family. And it's a very sad thing to see families fall apart because of money, but it happens quite regularly. So, first member was an attorney. I needed to have an attorney that I could trust that was also user-friendly. Now, this almost sounds like an impossibility. Most of us, when we think of an attorney, it kind of raises the hairs on the back of the neck. You know, this isn't what you call usually the nicest. Well, very often that person is a bit arrogant, pretentious, not a good listener. And usually when I started off, years ago when I first started, I'd meet a client, let's say down in Hope Sound, and they didn't have a will or a trust. And I said, fine, let me find an attorney that's nearby here. I'll interview them and let's make sure that they're compatible. And then we can go see them and we can do this will or trust. And oftentimes I'd go with the client because they were a bit intimidated or not knowledgeable enough. And they wanted their hands held through this situation. Well, you ever notice, Dave, when you talk to a peer level group person, on exactly your peer level. Mm-hmm. They talk to you sometimes different than they talk to somebody that is not on their mm-hmm. peer level.
True.
And very often, my experience is that attorneys fit that category in spades. They were very, very comfortable talking to me, and they were regular guys, nice people. But boy, when that client showed up, all of a sudden they wore that attorney hat, and they became somewhat arrogant and know-it-all, and they weren't user-friendly. Mm. So over a period of time, I used many, many, many attorneys to help my clients, but I ran into Greg Fasula, I'm guessing over 20 years ago. Greg and I have tried to figure when. Greg happens to be the only attorney I know that I'd like as a next-door neighbor. He's just a flat, good person. He helps people. He's a good listener. He's not pretentious. He's not arrogant. If he has an area of the law that he's not an expert in, he'll tell you he's not an expert in it, and he will recommend another attorney, which a lot of attorneys don't do that, but he does, which is the right thing to do in my mind. And he's also fair. Can you believe that word, mm-hmm. fair, associated with an attorney? He does things properly. Many people he doesn't charge at all, because what he needs to do to help them is just give them some minimal advice to keep them out of trouble. In fact, I had a client of mine, a retired lady, who had 10 pounds of documents done by another attorney that she literally couldn't even carry into my office. I had to go down to her car and bring it up. And she said, "Joe, I don't know exactly what it says in here. I can't figure it out. Can you figure it out for me?" So I did. I gave her a one-page synopsis of what was in those 10 pounds. And she said, "Well, that's not what it's supposed to be." And I said, "Well, you need to get that straightened out." Well, she went back to the attorney, who just confused her to no end. So she ended up going to Greg, and Greg didn't even charge her. And the lady said, "Why didn't you charge me?" And he says, "Because you'll be back. Because Greg just does things right. He's just a good man." And, Pastor Tom, he's helped Pastor Tom. He's helped a lot of people, and he's educated a lot of people on what they need to know. And it's been a good thing. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, was the next member. Independent insurance agent, big word. Independent means they don't work for one insurance company. They work for the client. And under their umbrella, inside of their office, they have many, many different insurance companies. Dan, in my not too humble opinion, happens to be the premier independent insurance agent on the Treasure Coast. He's got pushing 100 different companies under his umbrella. And if you fall out of favor with one company, or one company decides not to be your favorite, he's got 20, 30, 40, 50 in that ballywick that he can go. As an example, I drive my male menopause car, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw that Ford out there.
My Mustang convertible.
Right.
So when I, you'll get a kick out of this if I said this, Dave, but a couple of years ago, this is the newest model of the Ford Mustang convertible, and I told one of my female clients, a not-so-young lady, I said, "I got a male menopause car." She said, "What red convertible did you get?" And that's exactly what it is. It's a red Mustang convertible. Then I proceeded to get a few tickets and accidents. And like Dan's office said, "Joe, please, 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 please don't do that anymore. You know, this is not good." So literally I was paying quite a bit for car insurance. Well, I'm finally almost legitimate again. And he lowered my car insurance by $150 a month on this renewal. And that's what Dan does. He shops companies, and his people shop companies for you to make sure that you're taken care of properly. And he's been done a magnificent job. Another good man, just a flat good person. Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, real estate. Now, folks, those of you that have lived in Florida have seen the debacle of real estate come with this last recession, all the problems with short sales and deed backs and foreclosures and on and on and on. This girl knows every street in these two counties, Martin and St. Lucie County. She's been in real estate since 1980. You couldn't make her lie if you tried. She tells you she's going to call you at 3 in the morning. Don't go to sleep. She's going to call you at 3 in the morning. She does exactly what she says. She's just another excellent person, and I've known her since 19, give or take 80 or 80. Actually, she's been in real estate since 78. I think I've known her since 1980. We tried to remember back when it happened. Which leads me to Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. Well, boy, that became such a monster subject, mortgages, because when this recession hit, the words were you couldn't get financing. Well, that was never true. And people were under the impression because of the media that they could not. And it was never true. As an example, the USDA program, which is a government program, has always been available. And it's a no money down program. No money down, zero. You have to qualify for it. You can't make too much, can't make too little, and you have to have decent credit. But all it has to do is you have to prove that you can make the payments, and it was a program. There's still always been VA, there's always been FHA, there's always been different conventional programs. They went back to the old rules when this recession hit of you have to prove that you can afford it. Can you imagine that? What a concept.
Amazing.
Yeah, let me give you a mortgage, Dave, for that million-dollar house that you can't afford, but because you look cute, we'll give it to you. And that was like the old rule was, mm-hmm. can you fog a mirror, they'd give you. And why the thing collapsed? Well, no kidding. It was destined for a collapse. So a mortgage person was critical to the group. CPA, Vince Rizzino. Here we go again. Tax code's only 70,000 pages. It changes almost daily. Under our new president, it's going to change again. Probably every week or every other week I call Vince, and I've been doing this forever, and I thought I knew everything, and something new comes along constantly. And even Vince says, Joe, can't you ever give me an easy question? He says, you know, most of the times it's something he's got to look up and find out, and then I can help my clients. And that's what we do. So the nature of the group is to help people with their money, with their savings, with their real estate, with a mortgage, buying a house, selling a house, most of the things that most of us run through on a normal, regular basis. 1-888-221-8990. Remember that number? Folks, you're supposed to keep this next to the phone because this is an important number. You call the station right now. Pastor Dave's sitting right here. He's willing to take your call anytime. Put you on the air. Now, if you don't want to be on the air, you don't have to.
Right.
You can call. I will call you back. We'll take your name and number, and we'll call you back, and we'll hook you up with the right person to help you with your problem. So the group is Joe Martek, financial advisor, Vince Rizzino, CPA, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Greg Fasula, attorney, Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, and Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. So I think we've pretty much covered it. And understand, none of this group houses together, meaning we don't share office space, we don't share commissions or fees. My concept was to try to find local people that have been in business a long time to help people, and people with integrity. In fact, I had a call from a listener last week, and one of the problems with when you don't know something, mm-hmm. the intimidation factor can be pretty strong. Now, what happens is when you get to be as old as Dave and I sitting here, we don't get intimidated by too many people because they've tried enough over the years. And when we were young, we were a little easier. But, you know, you get a little more blasé over time. And people that try to intimidate you, we have less respect for.
Yeah.
So this lady calls me up, and she had talked. And she had a retirement account. And a good portion of it was invested in bonds. And I think I talked to her on a radio, then I talked to her off the radio. And she went to see a financial person who was recommended by her stepfather, who had a pretty nice office and was pretty intimidating. And he proceeded to say, hey, those bonds are just fine. Well, let me give you Joe Martek's opinion. Now understand, this is my opinion, but I stand by it very, very firmly. And I've talked about this before on a radio, right, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates go up, bonds go down?
Right.
Now, doesn't that sound ridiculous? Interest rates go up, bonds go down. So let's give you an example. Dave and I go out and buy a bond for $1,000 that's paying 5%, and it's good for the next 10 years or 20, pick a number, makes no difference. Now, when I say bond, these are not savings bonds. These are what's called corporate bonds. You buy them through stockbrokers, and what the companies, this is not stock, so you have no ownership in the company. They are debt instruments, and that bond means if a company goes out of business, they get paid before the owners of the company. So you're into a pretty secure position. So the bond is paying 5% right now today. Now, interest rates go up to 6%. So new bonds are now 6%. And Pastor Dave comes to me and says, Joe, I don't like you anymore. I don't want you as a partner. Give me my $500 and get a new partner to be up, get my 5% bond. So I go to Vince Rosino, CPA, and I say, hey, Vince, Pastor Dave doesn't like me anymore. He wants me to buy him out of his bond that's paying 5%. And Vince Rosino, being a CPA, says, Joe, okay, hey, the new ones are paying 6%. Why would I want that 5% bond? And I said, I don't know, because Dave's a nice guy. He said, I don't care how nice a guy he is. I'm not willing to lose money on purpose, because if I can get a 6, why would I take a 5? So let's say it's good for another 10 years at 5%, but the new ones are 6% for the next 10 years. Well, you have to discount it 1% a year for the next 10 years. So that obviously means you're not going to get $500, because he needs to get a 6% yield, which he can get in the open market. So literally, anybody that's been alive for the last few years has seen interest rates go down to nothing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Go to the bank. If you can get a 0.5%, 1%, that's about all there is. Interest rates have been low. But if you've paid attention, in the last year, interest rates have gone up a tiny bit, about 0.5%. And they're probably going to go up another 0.5 or 0.75%. Some people think 1% this year. Each time they go up, the value of existing bonds go down. It's pretty simple math. Now, Are there exceptions? Of course. Let's say you have international bonds that were written in Russia. Well, they got different rules. You know, and I have no clue what the rules are, but I'm talking American domestic bonds from major companies. Interest rates go up, bonds go down. So I was telling this lady that. So she went back to her financial guy, and the guy said, hey, just give it some time. It'll be okay. Well, sure it will, maybe in 10 or 20 years, because as interest rates go up, her 5% bond, let's say rates go up to 10. Well, she's worth very, very little. But when they start coming back down, if they get down below 5 again, all of a sudden her 5% bond looks pretty good. So in the meantime, we have a period of time where probably interest rates are going to go up. So anybody that's sitting with bonds in their IRAs or 401ks or in their portfolio, I would be very hesitant to keep those. And in fact, what I suggest to people is you call up and sell them right now. It's too late today, but you could sell them tomorrow and put the money in cash, which is like a money market account. It's not going to go up. It's not going to go down. And then learn, get educated on what your options are. Because many, many, many people that have investment accounts don't understand what their options are inside of those investment accounts. Like, let's say you have a 401k at work. And the 401k at work, you talk to the guy one time when you start working there. And during that one time, he makes a decision, you make a decision to put your money invested in certain funds. Well, are those the right ones long term? Could be. Could be not. The key is, if you get educated. In fact, I have this happen to me all the time. A client will call me up and say, hey, Joe, tell me what you told me 6 months ago that I forgot. Well, think about it. When you do something every day, it's pretty simple. But when you don't do it every day, the memory has a tendency to forget a lot of the fine details. And especially if you're not young, which, Dave, you and I, you know, we understand that.
No one describes me as young.
So. No, neither one of us, right? When you have white hair, gray hair, and, you know, I mean, what was the old saying? It was Foxworthy, one of the comedians. He said, you know, when you start losing hair on top of your head, he says, you don't really lose it there. It just starts coming out in other places, like your ears and your nose, all the places we don't want it to come from. Anyway, so my job, as I see it as a financial advisor, is to counsel, educate. Another thing that I've done since day one and until the day I die or get out of the business or get fried, when I say fried, if the brain goes, I'm not going to be useful to anybody, I give everybody my cell phone number. And I said, you know, one of the power of cell phones today is I can talk to you 6 in the morning, 6 at night, 8 o'clock. I was walking down the street in Barcelona, Spain some years ago, and a client called me. I'm talking to him, walking down the street. I didn't tell him I was in Barcelona. They didn't know I was in Barcelona, but it made no difference. I'm walking down the street. I can take 5 minutes and talk to somebody at any time. Mm-hmm. And my job is to make sure my clients are comfortable. And I've told them 100 times, 1,000 times, don't ever. If you've got a problem on a Friday, call me on Friday. Call me Friday evening. I don't want to see you fester all weekend and ruin a weekend because you got a question you don't know the answer to. You know, so literally, that's just Joe Martek and the way I've operated. And thank you, Lord, it's worked extremely well, extremely well. Now, you know what? Nobody has called yet.
Well, maybe we need to repeat the number again. Locally, it's 221-1100, 221-1100. For the toll-free folks, 1-888-221-8990, which are also our frequency numbers, 89.9.
See, that's kind of a clue.
Yeah.
888. Now, see, this is toll-free from any place. And by the way, I was listening to this station when I was over in the Abacos in the Bahamas.
Really?
Yeah, clear as a bell. It's 888-221-8990. So anybody has a question, you call him. Okay. Now, Pastor Dave wrote down some questions. And he said, this is sometimes these people call during the week and they say, oh, I don't want to talk to Joe. I don't want to have him call me back. I'm just curious about what these are. I don't want to take up his time. Hey, my time is your time. That's what I'm here for. And one of the questions is, what is the difference between a bull market and a bear market? Bull market and a bear market. Well, bull market means the market's going up, and a bear market means the market's going down. How can you tell the difference? Well, most people would say today we're very definitely in a bull market because the stock market has been regularly going up now for a few months. And since the new president got in, it appears to be going up at a nice gradual pace because people are anticipating and hoping that the economy will continue to get better. When companies make more money, more profits, the value of their company goes up, because if you own that company and your company keeps making money, you are going to share in the profits. Well, stock means you own the company, so you're going to share in the market. That's a bull market. The market's going up. Bear market simply means the market's going down. When all of a sudden a recession hits or certain things come in that create a negativity in the market, market goes down. Bear market.
We have a call, Joe, from Jean in Port St. Lucie, and she asked this question. She says that if she closes her 401k, which I'm sure she's able to do, then 2%, I think, goes to the IRS, or a percentage is automatically reduced, but the check she gets for the proceeds, for the difference, can she use that money?
Let's talk about it. Okay, 401k means money that's never been taxed. When you work for a company, big companies oftentimes have a 401k program that says, hey, we'll take some money out of your paycheck every week or two, whatever you agree to. And very often the employer will contribute some money that also. They call it matching, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So let's just say over a period of time you accumulate $10,000. Let's just use that number, okay? And you leave that company. And that company says, okay, you can take that money and leave us and leave that. And you say, okay, fine, give me that money. And if you're under age 59 and one half, you will pay a 10% penalty plus whatever the ordinary income tax is on that $10,000. So right away you lose $1,000, that's the 10% penalty. And if you're in a 20% bracket, you lose another $2,000. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get a net after taxes of around $7,000. What's another option? You roll it out of the 401k, roll it into what's called an IRA, individual retirement account. You don't put it in your pocket. It's still your money, but it's now a self-directed. Self-directed means it's not under the control of the employer, the company. It's under your control. Where can it go? It can go to the bank. You can go get a CD or a savings account and put it into that. Or you can go into a brokerage firm, which is me. We can invest it in any of a number of different things, and there becomes education to let people know where they can put the money. Very often in the 401k, the options are very similar to what a broker can do. Normally in a 401k, there's limited options, whereas when you roll it into an IRA, individual retirement account, you have multitude of options. My job is not to confuse you, and my job is to say, hey, what's your goal? How old are you? What are we trying to accomplish? What can we do to make you the happiest with that money?
She and by the way, she said she's 62, but okay, she's a very young 62.
Very. See, yes, because Dave knows how to, now you've learned how to upset women, and one of the things you don't say is, "Gee, you sound older than 62."
Well, absolutely. You I've don't been married say for that, 45 right? years, so it sounds like the core of her question was, after the mandatory removal of taxes and that
but there is no IRS. Mandatory removal.
Okay, but the whoever is handling this account is going to be removing a certain percentage.
But that's not true. Here's what happens.
Okay.
She misunderstands, and let me make this clear.
Okay.
If you take it out in the form of cash, I mean, cash that account in and put it in your pocket, now there's mandatory taxes withheld. And usually it's 20%, not 2%.
So if she's cashing out, there would be a...
There's taxes.
Okay.
Now she's over 59 and a half, so there's no penalty, but she would pay taxes.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, if she rolled that, remember?
Mm-hmm. Rolling it into a
IRA, an individual retirement account. That account can go in a bank. It can go with a brokerage firm. It can go any number of different places. It can go into an insurance company. There's a lot of different approved. And then that person becomes what's called a custodian of that account. They report to the IRS that you didn't put the money in your pocket, that you put that money into a retirement account that's very similar to your 401k, all the same rules. The difference is it's now yours under your control. You can do anything you want with it whenever you decide, rather than having it into a company account, which is the 401k. So again, you cash in any kind of retirement account that is subject to ordinary income tax, whatever money you take out.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it prior to age 59 and a half, you not only have to pay the tax, there's a 10% penalty.
Okay.
Okay. So what Jean's question was, her person that she's talking to us tell her that there's tax. Well, there is if she cashes it in and gets a check and spends it.
And it may be, Joe, that she needs the money for some immediate purpose. So,
if she does, then
she can spend it.
Then she can spend it,
okay,
and pay the tax.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And I've had people do that regularly. In fact, I've got a client right now that made the fatal mistake of taking money out to buy a house and regrets it every day because not only did they have to pay the tax, had to pay a 10% penalty because she was too young. Okay. So it's called, she wasn't counseled properly at that time. If you get the proper, see, now very often you tell a person, hey, I want my money. They say, okay, sign here. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're done with you. And they don't counsel you and they don't advise you of what your options may be. So it's a good thing to spend some time and learn a little bit.
Right. It sounds Gene was doing what I did when I retired back last year. I had a 403B, which is basically the same thing. And rather than roll it over, we wanted to invest it in the house. And
okay.
So I took the proceeds after taxes
and
put it into, you know, upgrading our home.
Of course. But that's your money.
Right.
Here's what the government says. Government says, we'll get you now, we'll get you later. they want their taxes. Now, the rules are pretty simple. If you take money out prior to age 59 and a half, you pay a 10% penalty. After 59 and a half, you can take it out. You don't pay a penalty, but every dime you take out is always subject to ordinary income tax. That doesn't mean you're going to pay. It depends on what your income tax bracket is at that time. Like if you have no other income except that, you might be able to take $6,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 out and not pay any tax at all because you're below the threshold of having to pay.
Right.
Now, the other side of the rule is when you officially become an old person. Now, the government says that's at age 70 and one half. They say if you have not taken money out of this retirement account, under most all circumstances, they want you to start taking it out under a pre-described formula that says basically the first year you have to take out 4% of whatever the value of that account is. So let's say the account's worth $100,000 on December 31st of last year. Sometime during the course of this year, you're supposed to take out 4% of the value, whatever it was, on December 31st of last year. Now, it's not exactly 4, it's a hair under. Then that percentage goes up every single year. So when you turn 90, if you're not dead, it goes up to around 10%. And it keeps going up until you're 115, and they want you to take your last dollar if you're not dead. Point is, there's a formula the government says that money has to be taxed. It is going to be taken out and taxed. However, there's some caveats. Let's take a husband and wife. And let's take Dave is not 70 and a half yet, and he's taken no money out of his IRA account. And his wife is 5 years younger, so she's 65. And he decides to die. And he has not taken any money out of that IRA. And she is his beneficiary, his wife. That now becomes her IRA at her age. And she doesn't have to take any money out till she's 70 and one half. And then she decides to die when she's 69 and a half, and she's not 70 and a half, and she's not taking any money out yet. But Dave and his spouse had three children, and their beneficiaries are those three children, and those three children inherit that IRA, no tax. It now becomes their IRA at their age. So literally, if you die at the right time, there's no tax, and everybody keeps that money flowing and growing, and nobody takes any out, there's no tax. When you take it out, it's always ordinary income. But let's give you another rule. You'll like this one. Dave decides to wait until he's 80 to die, and he's been taking money out every single year because he has to. And he's taken out roughly 7 or 8% a year because he's 80 years old. And he dies. And it now goes to his spouse or his children. They have to continue taking money out just as if you were still alive, because you've already started taking it out. Even if it's the children and they're 25 years old, they have to take it out based on your age, because it's an inherited IRA that you already started taking mandatory distributions. So there's tiny little rules, but it really, the simple rule is this. When you inherit an IRA, or when you have an IRA or a 401k or 403b or 457, there's lots of numbers. There's SEP IRAs, there's solo IRAs, there's solo 401. Anyway, lots and lots and lots of categories. The rules are all the same. Prior to age 59 and a half, if you take money out, you pay a penalty plus tax. After 59 and a half, you only are subject to ordinary income tax. After 70 and one half, you are supposed to take out your required minimum distribution, RMD, to comply with the law. And you like this, the penalty, if you don't take it, is 50%. Wow. Stiff penalty.
So you have to take it.
Yeah, if you don't, you lose half. That's a pretty big stiff penalty. As far as I know, it's the biggest one in the tax code. But anyway, so literally, what was her name, Jean?
Jean.
Jean, if you don't need the money, you can roll that into an IRA. If you have any questions, you can call me off the air. Call Pastor Tom, Pastor Dave. They'll give you my number. I'll counsel you on the phone. We don't have to meet, or I'll explain what your options are. If you think it's in your best interest, we'll sit. I'll show you what your options are. This is what I do. You know, I want to make sure you know what you're doing. The biggest single thing that I try to do with people is educate them so they can make an intelligent decision. Some people say, Joe, forget it. Just do what you think is right. And I said, no, I'm not. I want to know what your goal is. Now, I mean, do you want to go buy a house next month or next year? Okay, well, keep that. I have a client right now, young couple. They got $70,000 sitting in the bank. And he said, well, we'd like to invest that. I said, well, what do you want to do with that money? Well, we may buy a house in the next 6 months or so and use that money. And I said, well, then leave it in the bank. You need to have it liquid. If you deal with me or any other broker, you're going to pay a commission or a fee. Well, if you're going to take the money right back out, that was a mistake. And what if you put the money in the market and the market goes down and your 70 goes down to 60? Another mistake. So you need to know what your goal is, what your long-term horizon is, what your safety valve is, before you make this final decision. So I said, hey, look at. They said, we might renovate our house. We're in for a variance on our house before we do it. If we can get the variance, we're going to renovate and do whatever to the house. We won't need to spend all that money. I said, well, that's when we would talk about what to do with the rest of that money. You put the cart and the horse in the proper order. And for me, it's pretty simple because that's what I do. And then I try to educate you on how many horses should be dragging that cart or instead of pushing it.
Well, yeah, and hope you don't hit downhill. I'll get that.
1-888-221-8990. And then here is another question. What best describes today's market? Well, today's market, in my opinion, is definitely a bull market. It's been going up at a good long pace. Ever since the end of this recession, it's been continuing to go up. And there's all kinds of prognosticators, people that come up with different predictions, and people say, do you think it's overpriced, underpriced, fairly priced? And it's all subject to an opinion. But right today, if the economy keeps expanding and if companies keep making a profit, it's probably at the worst a full market. Is it a time to get in? Well, here comes your time horizon. If you're talking the broad market, let's just say the S&P 500, which is 500 of America's blue chips, and if you say, hey, I want to put the money in today and take it out in 6 months, I would say don't go in the market. You need to sit in the bank or a money market account, because I can't sit here, and almost nobody can, and tell you what's going to happen in the next 6 months. Will I be right 100% of the time? Of course not. Nobody has a crystal ball. What I had one of my peer group one time said, Joe, if you're never wrong, you're the only person in the whole world with all the money, because there's just no such thing. So most important thing is to look at what your time horizon is, and then you look at the type of investments. In fact, let me talk about type of investments. And what I'm going to take you to is what I consider one of the most secure areas, but yet you have a chance to make money. Now, so let's just look at the most secure place you can be, in my opinion, is the bank. Why? Bank has FDIC. They can protect you up to $250,000. Now, you might make 0.5% or 1%. You don't make anything, but you know the odds are extremely good you're not going to lose unless America goes out of business, which nobody believes America is going to go out of business. And if people do believe America is going to go out of business, I personally don't agree with them. I just don't think so. Yeah, we're going to have problems. Yes, we're going to have political problems. We've always said we're always going to have fraud. We're going to have thieves. But the reality is, this is America. We happen to be lucky to live in the greatest country on earth by anybody's estimation. We are it. So, literally, when I start talking to people about secure money and long term, the variable annuity contract very often becomes an extremely good prospect, because let's just take two sides of a piece of paper. And if you wrote this down, it would be a good thing. The left side of the piece of the paper would be the market. And let's just use the market news as an example, the Standard & Poor's 500, which has gone up roughly 8 or 10% a year now for the last 20 or 30 years. Now, it has had some bad years and it's had some good years. Nothing goes straight up, nothing goes straight down, but it's averaged pretty well over a period of time. So we put our money in that S&P 500, and we have 100,000, 10,000, pick a number, and it goes up 8% 1 year. That means we now have $108,000 in the market. Now, the insurance company comes in on the other side, and not every company does this, but different companies do, and they say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to say, we'll give you a company guarantee, and you have to be concerned about which company you're dealing with, because my compliance people say you're supposed to know the claims paying ability of whatever company it is. This is a compliance issue. I only deal with the highest rated companies in America. But literally, they come up and they say, okay, fine. We are going to give you immediately, if you want it, on a monthly basis, a 5% a year income on that money. You have another question?
Well, we have a call from Heather in Port St. Lucie, and I have to apologize, Heather. I lost you in the transfer of the call to the studio. So I'm going to try and remember what you wanted Joe to respond to.
And Heather, if you want, understand, Dave and I are old people, so we're not really good at pushing buttons.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Anytime I help.
Your check's in the mail. Anyway, and I have her number.
Okay.
If you want. But it's about the 401k,
okay.
And she is 54 and a half.
Okay.
It's to me, it sounds like, and Heather, I'm going to ask you to call back if I'm not getting this right, that she is planning on or has closed her 401k or taken out, it hasn't been closed, but she's taken out either the bulk of or the entire amount with the idea of returning it in about a month.
Okay.
Her question is she subject to the penalties because of her age?
Well, here's what happens. It's very often you can borrow money out of a 401k and pay it back. Under certain circumstances, that's allowed, and there's no tax, no penalty.
And that may be what she's doing, but Heather, I didn't ask you that question, so.
No. If you took it out and you spend it and you never put it back in, normally the rule is 60 days you have to take money out of any approved retirement plan, which includes an IRA, and you can put it back in. And if you put it back in within the 60 days, there's no penalty and there's no tax. So, Beck, I had a client of mine recently, actually a WCNO listener, who had to buy his parents' house. I mean, kind of a weird thing. And it cost him $180,000 to buy the house. And we had to take $30,000 or $40,000 out of an IRA for the cash. But within 30 days, he put it back in. So there's not going to be any penalty or tax ramifications, because the rules are it has 60 days from the day you take it out to put it back in. Now, there's going to be a report to the IRS that you took it out, and there should be a report that says you put it back in. I mean, it could cause a flag, and they could have a question, but as long as you can prove that you put the money back in, there's not going to be a tax or a penalty. So it works the same with almost all retirement plans, that you can take it out and put it back in within that 60-day period of time and avoid tax and penalty. Now, again, if you don't do it within that 60-day period of time, hey, all the rules are off. It goes right back to the simplicity.
She's on the line.
Do we have a line here? Well, fine.
Heather?
Heather, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, way to go. It's Joe Martek. You're on the radio. Pastor
we
Dave,
did it.
Hey, let me tell you, you know, he just looks old because he is, and he's not the best button pusher in the world. I would never pick on him, though. But Heather, go ahead. You got a question?
Yes. I took out my 401k and I got cash.
Okay.
I am 54 years old.
Okay.
Can I put it back in within a month before getting penalized?
Here's what happens is, normally it's 60 days that you can put the money back in. Now,
Okay. What
I would do is, I don't know your company and their rules, but I would call your IT people or whoever handles the investment and say, I intend to put that back in. Can I put it back in and not have a penalty, or is it allowed under your plan? Now,
Okay. You
might have a different rule that you might be able to take that money, and instead of putting it back into 401k, you might be able to put it into an IRA, an individual retirement account, if they say no, and you still would have no penalty and no tax, because the rules basically are 60 days, okay?
Okay, I like that.
So what you do is, you talk to your IT people or whoever it is first and make sure that, you know, they're on the same page as you. And if they allow you to put it back in, that's probably the smartest thing. If they give you any aggravation, you call me back, and I can counsel you on how to do this the right way so you don't pay tax or penalty.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, I'm glad you called. It's a good subject, because you're not the only person in the world that ever takes money out of a 401k.
Yeah, because things come up, and emergency comes up, and that's what I took it out for, emergency, but unfortunately I couldn't put it towards that emergency, so I said I'm going to put it back.
Good girl. Well, I'm sorry the emergency didn't work out right, but on the other hand, I'm glad you're not going to donate money to the government that you didn't need to.
No.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. 1-888-221-8990. I had another question that Pastor Dave said, and this was I run into this quite often. It says, a person is 63 years old, never invested before, has $5,000 net disposable income. What should they look to do? Well, quite honestly, I think everybody, if you can, should keep somewhere around five, or maybe as much as $10,000 or even $15,000 in the bank. I call it case money, meaning in case. The bigger the family you have, and depending on where you fall in the pecking order, as I was saying to Pastor Dave, I said, hey, you're an old guy, your father's gone, you're at the top of the pecking order. If one of the kids gets in trouble, or the grandkids, and I'm not saying it's anything improper, immoral, or fattening, but things happen that they need, and when you're at the top of the pecking order, maybe they need $1,000 or $2,000 to get them out of a jam that's not their own fault, that they didn't, you know, create a bad situation. So case money means emergency money for whatever the purpose might be. So $5,000, I rarely want people to invest that. On the other hand, if you're young, husband and wife working, and they're trying to put some money aside for retirement, my difference of counseling is a whole different ballgame. I have people that do $100 a month. I got people that do $500 a month. I got people, some that are doing $2,000 a month. Depending on their age and what they're trying to accomplish, we have to wear a different hat.
just going to say this is Senior Moment Day at WCNO, and a lady called in. I hope you're still listening. Tried to transfer you to the studio. It didn't happen. So,
but I got a blinker here. Maybe you think it's working.
No, that's our voicemail.
That just means it's working.
So, ma'am, if you'd call back, we'd appreciate it. We'll try and get you on the air with Joe.
You see, because what happens? Dave's old. Oh, here he comes. Maybe this is it. And if he pushes the wrong button, because this phone system is not what you call a sophisticated phone system for phone calls. And I have made this mistake on a few occasions, and I've been doing this for a long time. Actually, WCNO, it's only been a few years, whereas we've been doing the radio shows since before 2004, but not always on WCNO. WCNO has been very, very, very gratifying. We've been able to help a lot of people. And everybody in our group, by the way, whether it be from taxes, insurance, real estate, mortgages, whatever it might be, our mission here is very simply to help people and answer your questions, whatever they might be. And whether we do it on the radio or off the radio makes no difference. Our main thrust is to help you. If you need more than normal help, then we meet with you and sit down. And if there's a way we can make your life better, we both get to win. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. And remember this, another thing. There's no question that's not a good question. And I had a young lady that came in to see me a little while ago, and she said, "What's stock?" And I said, "Well, it depends. Stock can be what you use to make soup with. Stock can be what called livestock. That can be a bunch of cows roaming around. And if you want stock and you're in the stock market, that's a whole different ballgame." And we got another caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe. It's Patty Kay. How are you?
Hey, today? Patty. Doing good, good. And Vince is hiding today. He's pretending it's tax season, so he's working.
I think so much. But that's okay. I hope he's working on mine.
There you go. There you go. How can I help you?
I just wanted to expand a little bit on that lady who was taking some out, putting it back in.
Right.
There's something a lot of people didn't know that I found out the hard way. I had borrowed against my simple IRA.
Right.
And I returned it within the time frame that I had to. However, I guess your investment company, whatever, they have like a longer period of time to report that you returned it. So they held up my return. The IRS held up my tax return until September.
Wow.
When they got all the proper paperwork. So people should be aware that if they're entitled to a return, they might have their tax return held up.
Well, and that's what happens, because what happens, the Internal Revenue, or infernal as I often like to call them, when you break the rules even temporarily and stay within the rules, it puts a flag up, and that flag might need to get cured before they will release your tax return. And that's a really good point, Patty. You know, that it's not thank you for being the victim, because you might help some other people not be a victim.
Well, they just need to be aware that if they're waiting for money that they're planning on using, they will have to wait a while for it.
And it's entirely possible. You're right. Hey, way to go, girl. I appreciate the call.
No problem. Have a blessed evening, and thanks for everything.
Thank you, Patty, for calling. Right. Bye. Hey, yeah, that's another wrinkle, see?
Yep.
When you throw the IRS into the picture, and they're looking at these documents, because everybody has to report. You your tax return, but the people that are the ones that are pushing the money around, they have to report to them too. And if they throw a flag in, that causes like a temporary audit, which may not even be a real audit. But as long as they can remove that flag, but that department within the infernal might take a couple months to remove that flag. So it's just another tiny wrinkle.
There's a lot of wrinkles.
Hey, in life, have we not noticed? There's many,
I see
many
them
wrinkles.
In the mirror every morning.
Since it, I don't like looking in the mirror, you know. I'm 14. I'm in an old man's body.
I understand. Can I throw another question totally off the...
Go ahead.
But I was just thinking of a friend of mine who invests only in energy stocks.
Okay.
And he's retired, so he has time to look at the his account. He handles his own account. And every day, and he's doing, you know, making changes as need to, but he basically has said to me, energy stocks always produce a higher percentage of income.
You know that word always, how bad, much trouble
know,
that
I
gets
know,
you
I
into?
Know. Yeah, that's a hard
always
word.
And never. There's yeah. two words that just don't fly. Yeah. Think about this. The price of gasoline, have you noticed, has come down?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know why? Because the price of oil went down.
Right, it's
you
a glut.
Know, you know
it's
why? Glut. All of a sudden, we have a glut of oil.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, the price of a barrel of oil was $100 a barrel. It got down into the 20s. When it got down into the 20s, no company was making money. You think there was a dividend being paid? Some of them totally quit. Sometimes the value of the stock went down from, let's say, $100 to $20. So his statement about energy companies always making a profit and always paying a dividend is not true. Now, however, there are certain trusts that they have to pay out 90% of their profits on a quarterly basis. But if there's no profit, you're not getting any money. So here comes the magic bullet. Do you know when to buy and do you know when to sell?
Right.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Was it Kenny Rogers or one of the country singers? Know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Right.
The key is this. In the long run, we all think energy is going to be overpriced and companies are going to make money. But right now, what's happened in the last couple, three, 4 years, a new word called fracking came in, mm-hmm. which allows these oil companies to take existing areas where they thought they had depleted the oil and open them back up again and get tons and tons of oil and natural gas out of those. And all of a sudden, it created a glut, which drove the price down. Now, in the last couple years, the price of oil has started to come back up because a lot of these companies laid off hundreds of people, thousands of people. In fact, I think there was almost 1 million people worldwide that were laid off in the oil industry.
Wow.
It might be more. And that created then all of a sudden a supply and demand starts coming back into sync. Now, never in history that I can remember has supply and demand always been in sync. It's either called too much, too little, too much, too little. So when we watch the price of gasoline at the pump and it's $2 or $1.99 a gallon 1 month, and 2 months later it's $2.50, and a year later it's $3.50, and a year later it's $4.50, obviously they're not making enough, so they're overcharging for it because they can. That's called free enterprise. But then all of a sudden, if they start making too much, the price will keep coming down, and they're getting you to try to burn more and spend more. And normally the price of airfares comes down, the price of all kinds of things that are oriented towards fuel come down. By the way, minor little piece of useless information, but about 70% of petroleum products go into transportation.
Makes sense.
30% goes into carpeting and furniture, various other things that they use petroleum products for. Anyway, 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Now, we got about 5 minutes left, so if anybody's got a call, you can call in and still catch us. We got time. Remember this. If you don't want to talk to us on the radio, thank you, Patty, for calling in. Thank you, Heather, for calling in. You can call the station anytime. They'll take your name and number, and we'll call you back. Any one of us are here to help you at any time. I don't mean 3 in the morning, but I've answered the phone at 3 in the morning. I don't necessarily remember it.
You already put out the invitation, Joe.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of funny. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, she's one of these people, if she wakes up, she'll go check the internet, and she'll go check her phone, and whatever time of day it is, she makes no difference. But I think she was in Europe, and she woke up, and 3 o'clock in the morning, she called Mike Paulus, mortgage guy. And his wife says, "Who's that?" You know, see that commercial, Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, I've seen that.
It was kind of funny. She is one of those that doesn't pay attention. She just, if she's alive and awake, she's working. That's just the way she operates.
Wow.
But, hey.
That was never me, but I appreciate that.
I know. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. So let me finish this story about what I'm going to call a relatively safe investment with an insurance company. What this insurance company does is put investment together with insurance. So if the investment doesn't do well, the insurance is there to kick in to make sure you're protected. So let's just take an example. We put $100,000 into this contract, and the insurance goes up. The value of the market goes up, let's say, to 110. Well, the insurance companies don't work for free, so you may only see 107. But what they do is they say, we're going to guarantee you, we the insurance company, a 5% income on that. And if it goes up once a year or however often they calculate it, they'll look at it and reset it. And then your income goes up the next year. So let's just say it went from 100 to 150. So 1 year you get $5,000 worth of income, and the next year you get 7,500. But let's just say the market tanks and goes down to 50,000. Well, the insurance company says, we're going to leave you at that $7,500 a year for the rest of your life, or until the market goes up higher than it was before, and then we'll set it up again. And they also oftentimes put a death benefit in there. So in case you die on the wrong day, I joke about this, but if you die when the market's down, all your family gets the value of the down market. But if you have that insurance factor in there, sometimes they guarantee a 4, 5, 6% guaranteed death benefit. So they protect your family and they protect you. So very often people get into these instruments because they just don't want risk, but they don't want to make 1% or a half a percent. They want to see a decent return on their income. Anybody needs to get information on stuff like that, that's what I do. But when I look at a person, you were talking earlier about $5,000 disposable. Hey, $5,000, I call that pretty much case money. In case, you keep it in the bank, so if you need emergency money, you've got it. All right, well, we're winding down. Thank you, Heather, for your phone call. Thank you, Patty Kay, for your information. Remember that the infernal revenue is always hanging out there. So no matter, even if we do the right thing, they may give you some aggravation, not necessarily on purpose, just because that's what they do.
Let's not forget Jean, who called in the first time.
Yeah, that's right.
Who was younger than her age.
Yeah, that, yeah, the one that age, yeah. Sounded like you're 25, but she was 62?
Yeah, 64.
Right. 1-888-221.
We're going to let that call go to voicemail.
We got 1 minute.
I have to run the board here.
Hey, we got only 1 minute left, so he's got to run the board. And, you know, I don't want Dave breaking out in an overly, in a sweat here and having hives, you know, because he's got to make sure this thing gets done right.
Uno minute.
Remember our group. It's Greg Fasula, attorney. It's Vince Rosino, CPA. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Joe Martek, financial advisor. Ms. Victoria Lloyd, REMAX of Stewart. And Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. We're here to answer questions, to help you with everything we can possibly think of, and that's our job, and we've been very blessed. We're very fortunate. All of these people have been in business here a long, long time, right in Martin County. Nobody is new in business, and all, in my humble opinion, are at the top of their game. They know what they're doing. They've been around a good long time. And I think I'm just about out of time, so what I'm going to do, he's counting seconds on me. Oh, are you using all your toes now, or are we down? Are we down to fingers? Hey, everybody. Until next week, I want to thank you very much for listening, and thank you for our callers. Bye.
You've been listening to the Team Martech program. The Team Martech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, and Michael Paulus with East Coast Mortgage Lenders, NMLS number 353429. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martech is available at 772-678-7725.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community organizations, state and local governments, and small businesses since 1981. CARCOM operates Analog and Kenwood Next Edge digital radio systems and is the original authorized Kenwood land mobile radio dealer in Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. Whether you need job site radios, event rentals, or a fleet of mobiles on an area-wide system, CARCOM has equipment to meet your need and fit your budget. CARCOM, available today at 800-734-3609 to discuss your needs.